Hello, is this let me just see here. I'm calling for Sia Maya.
Yes, this is her mother.
Hi, this is Shira from Family First. How are you?
Thank you for calling. And guess what? I
One
am
second,
68
please.
years.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I am a senior, and I'm trying to get my daughter this help. I'm trying to get her the help. And I just left my apartment, the place where we live, and I have to go back because I was supposed to be calling you guys, and I got a book to write everything down. So how is it that I can help you?
Oh, okay, so I'm calling from Family First in regards to helping Sia get onto the waiver program.
Yes.
We need to call into the independent enrollment broker. Are you with Sia right now?
No, not right now. I'll be with her in about 20 minutes. I have to make this one, and then I'll get, when I get with her, do you want me to call you back?
I think if you want to continue the enrollment process, then yes, please.
All righty then. Thank you.
All righty. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon. I'm just giving you a heads up. In order for us to start the case, this assessment does need to be scheduled, okay?
I need you. Like yesterday, was it yesterday? Day before yesterday, she gave them permission to talk to me. But I take her daughter to school and different things, she stays with my friends at my friend's house. So I got to go back over there to get her. But they gave permission for me to discuss this. So I don't understand. They got the permission, and now you need her permission again?
Well, I don't know what that's about. I just know that the independent enrollment
Lord
broker.
Jesus.
I'm sorry?
You said that you know that the independent broker?
Ma'am, I'm calling you because
you were saying something. Lord Jesus. You're right. You're right.
Ma'am, we're calling you in regards to helping you get onto the waiver program, for your daughter to get onto the waiver program. There is a process to get this done. Now, I don't know what's been done before. I only know what I know is about getting started with you. The first thing we have to do is Sia has to get scheduled with the independent enrollment broker to open the case. All right? This is going to be the first step in the process. And then once that's completed, we can move on with the case. That's our first step. And in order for the assessment to be taken care of and get scheduled, she needs to call it herself and request it. Now, I don't know if you have prior authorization to do this for her. Regardless, it needs to get done. So I can follow up with you every day to try and do this, like I stated yesterday.
I need you to know something. Let me know when you finish so I can tell you. Are you ready for me to tell you? Hello?
Go ahead.
Thank you so very much. Last year, they did the same thing for an assessment, and her doctor said she needed home health care. She was very physical and mental and obnoxious. She got denied. So I never knew it was an appeal process. So they got in contact with me. So now it's about before she can get diagnosed, she got to get a I have to answer the appeal. Did you know about that part?
Ma'am, this is the first time, this is the second time we're discussing. I don't know anything about your case, only what you're telling me.
Okay,
you.
So can I ask you a question? Doesn't it have to go through the appeals thing before it gets to this part?
I don't know. That's why if we call into the independent enrollment broker, they're going to guide you and tell you what you need to do next.
Okay. Thank you. I have your number, and I will call.
Okay, so we'll be in touch with you again on Monday, and we hope to hear
Great.
Some news. All right.
Wonderful.
Take
Bye
care.
Bye. You as well.